All right. So from the Gemara, the end of the Gemara in Pei Gimel and Beis. How does it work out with the drasha? Halachically, what is the drasha telling us? So in other words, if you would go Make Adam to Make Behema straight, then what? Then it would mean that would tell you something about the nature of the payment. No, I mean, it would be it's just a mumminess. It's just an inyan of tashlumin, tashlumi mumma. Right, but really, the Gemara is saying that Maki Adam, and that Adam, they should learn Adam me Adam. So what does it mean Adam me Adam? So what does it mean you learn Adam from Adam? Means that the nature of it is the nature of the that really it should be an Indian of Onesh, right? Isn't that what it means by Adam me Adam? Because by Adam, by Misa, there's an Onesh. So in other words, Adam as an actor is more than just, when Adam is Mazik, it's more than just a monetary act. Right? Adam is Mazik, Mamon, that's a monetary act. But Adam Mazik Chavero, is more. You have to learn Adam Adam, right? I mean, what does Adam Adam mean? It means who's being hurt, right? I'm not talking about the person is doing the. It's the same actor. The actor is Adam, but do you compare an Adam hitting a person to an Adam hitting a cow, or do you compare Adam hitting a person to Adam killing a person? Right? Correct? So you say, no, really, the Gemara is saying, really, it should be Adam, you should really learn Adam me Adam. Meaning to say that what? Like you were saying the other day, I think that the Nezek to an Adam is really in the same category as killing the Adam. Right? You're still acting on the underlying gavras, just to a lesser degree, but the quality of the interaction is really one that is roy of onesh. It's not really an inyan of compensation, right? But so therefore you have the pasuk of lo sikach of what lo sikhu kofel nefesh rotzeach. That the onesh by Misa is completely incapable of being fulfilled through mumminess. That's what sikhuko for the nefesh rotzeach. To exchange the obligation, the mechayev of the onesh can't be reduced, right? By Misa. but the limud is by mazik, it is capable of being exchanged. It is capable of being substituted. The onesh of Adam Hamazik of Achovel is capable of having a kofra, correct? So what would that mean? What is it really? So it means say it really would be a din onesh. Really the din would be an onesh. He really would be chayav an onesh. But there would be an opportunity to fulfill the obligation through mumminess, right? But you might say it's a choice. It's quite an interesting question who's the choice would be on. And that's what the Marshal has, the two gears. Would it be the Nizak's choice or the Mazik's choice? But that's what the Gzeir Shava comes back to tell you. That what? That there's no choice. It's always Tashlumen. But it seems that it never removes the character that really the maisa is really roi for onesh. The only thing is that halachically the machayev is tashlumin. Whereas kofar would mean that there really is a chiyav of onesh per se, but there's a way to have a patur from the onesh. It was halachically speaking, if it were a choice, it would mean that there really is a din of onesh, right? But there's a patur from the onesh.
Okay.
By paying.
Why isn't it just onesh?
To patur, no, onesh, I mean the physical onesh. Really, the din is. No, it's halachically speaking, what is a choice? Halachically speaking, what do you mean a choice of a kofar?
Why are you understanding it as two different? There's one is a quality and the other is a quality. Aren't there one quality of onesh?
Of what?
Onesh.
It's a kofar. But it's a kofar lenefesh. It's considered a kofar. Kofar means it's a primary thing, but this is a secondary. Lo sikhu kofar lenefesh rotzeach, right? Shira Rosh Lomas. But for Rosh Yavarim, you can. So what would that mean? That's what the Gemara says. Lepatre. Right? Lo tishko momon v'tiftere. Right? Meaning to say, the sentence is death. In other words, what's the sentence? The sentence is death. But there would be an opportunity to get a patur from the sentence through momon. I'm just saying, halachically, we have to try to formulate it. We have to try to formulate what the structure is. Choice, well, like Mitnick says, what choice does is it's not a din of a choice. It has to be a din of the. There have to be a din, and then the mamon would come in as a patur. Right. So you're saying that's not the system of a chovel. It's only tashlumen. Correct. It's only tashlumen. But what does that mean? Does it mean that it's really just the regular tashlumen of injuring another person's cow? It would seem not. Right? It would seem not. So what is it? Here it's that the onesh is the mamon. You don't get the subtlety of what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying, but you're saying that there's two ways.
It's not. It's not the same thing. It's not the same kind of a kofar. A true kofar means is a din of an onesh that you can have a patur from the mamonis. But there's really a chalos din of this onesh. There's a chalos of a din of misa. But there's a patur, right? This is saying no. It's not for. There's no. It's not a patur. It's not a patur of misa. It's not a patur from this. This is the din. This is the din itself. But the character of this mamon is onesh. It's mamonus betoras onesh, not mamonus betoras tashlumen. Well, there's two ways you can have mamonus. You can have mamonus, there's three ways you can have mamonus, we're saying now. You can have mamonus as a way of removing the primary din, right? That would be a patur. You can have mamonis that's just purely the obligation itself. It's a monetary obligation, and it's a monetary payment. Or you can have mamonis as an onesh. I mean, sounds like knas, no? No. It's different from knas in general. What is knas? What is the definition? Can we have a working definition of knas versus mamon?
Well,
but let's see if we can have a good definition of knas. A good definition of knas, not in terms of haves and haves nots, but just what it is. That's a conclusion. How would you know if something is a fine?
Not giving back.
So you could say what? You could say like this: if something is a knas, if the payment is not commensurate with the with the effect of the maisa. Okay, and that could be in two different ways, though.
Not enough.
It could be that the maisa didn't cause any monetary harm. Right, if the maisa didn't cause any monetary harm, then a monetary payment is not a natural result of the effect of the maisa, right? But you could also say that it's where the money that you pay cannot fulfill the monetary obligation.
Can we say it's always though? Yesterday.
Hold on. In other words, I'm just throwing this out. Let's just think of it as a possibility. In other words, let's say over here, it was by the Nezek. He really did cause monetary harm. Cut the guy's arm off. There's a monetary loss to the guy. Right? But, in other words, if a guy does, if you do something, if I took $100 from you, so paying back the first 100, that's not knas, right? Because my action was depriving you of 100, and and the paying back of the 100 is a restitution of what was done, right? The second 100 is knas, because I didn't do that to you. My action had no effect on you greater than the 100. So anything over the 100 is not a result, is not addressing and giving back anything that I did to you, right? But what if I took something that has an infinite value? So any money I pay you is somewhat of a... Anything I pay you is a restitution, but it's not commensurate. Now, there's two ways that the payment is not commensurate with what I did. Either because what I did had no monetary value, so then the payment isn't commensurate, or... although it had a monetary value, there's another element that, even though it did have a monetary value, the payment is always going to fall short of the harm that I did. Huh? Okay, now Mitnick, though, caught me on something, though, the other day. What about the shore that harms an Adam? Right? Is that considered Knas or Nezek? Right.
By the
Shur Tam? No, the Shur Mu'ud. The Shur Mu'ud bites off a guy's arm. Right? So is that payment Tashlumim or Knas?
If you're Mu'ud, then you have to pay.
So it seems that that is a Nezek. It seems that it is Tashlumim.
I think that's because
by Adam HaChovel, it's more than just the Maisa was more than just the Nezek. As a qualitatively different, that's Adam me Adam. That's true. There was a monetary element to what I did, but that doesn't define what I did. So the even though there is a monetary element to the nezek, and in a certain sense the money is a tashlumen for the nezek, but it's not a tashlumen in terms of the maisa. You understand? All right, I'm going a little bit of far field here. This is not necessary for what we're doing now. Just something, just a thought.
Cases that you just can't.
In other words, if my shore knocks off a guy's arm, so then it's not an adam hamazik, right? It's mamon hamazik. So we can evaluate the interaction. We can evaluate it in terms of mamonus. But if it's an Adam HaChovel B'Chaveiro, the Maisa is more, because it's Adam Me'Adam. Yidan Adam Me'Adam. It's more than just a monet. It's more than, you can't reduce that interaction to just a monetary Maisa. So, Nezek could be a part of the Maisa. Nezek is an element of the Maisa. But Nezek doesn't define the Maisa. So it's always going to be, even though it has a monetary element, it's still incommensurate. Because I did more than just, I attacked the gavra. I did something more than just the effect of losing the arm. It was a chova b'chavero.
It's a completely different quality of attack.
Yeah, it's a completely different quality. You're paying for the nezek of that attack. So that nezek, although if it was short to Adam, you could say the nezek would would be commensurate, because that would just be, it would be lacking the quality of the attack, so that it would just be reduced to the mominess of the nezek. But over here, there's a quality to the maisa. So in terms of that, it's incommensurate. Really, only an onus to the gavra is appropriate. Okay, let's just something to think about. We have to solve this. There's one other problem we're going to have to solve, and that's why the Rambam says that Shevis and Ripui calls that Momon. Right? But I'm trying to say, if you think of a working definition of Knas, it doesn't necessarily mean that that it's only when there's no Momonous effect. Could be when, even though there's a Momonous effect, in other words, let's say, if, even though there's a Momonous effect, but for some reason the Momon is incommensurate. You understand? The Momon can be incommensurate in two ways. Either because there's no Momonous involved, or because there's something else that's greater than Momon that's involved. Sometimes a maisa is too great to have a tashlumen. If someone kills somebody, it's a shogi karel mezid. So it's too great for him to go to Ir Miklat. Ir Miklat won't work for him because the maisa was too bad. There's no kapara of Ir Miklat. Sometimes the act is too great to be judged just by its effect. Yeah.
That would mean the act part of the tashlumen.
What I'm trying to say is that the reason why it's a knas is not because there's no mominus that relates to the nezek. It's not because the payment of the arm is not a maisa tashlumen. It is a maisa tashlumen, but it's considered a knas because since you attacked the gavra, the mominus is really a secondary element. The mominus is just a part of the whole maisa. So paying him back the momon cannot really compensate for what you did, because the mominus is only an element of what you did. There's a greater involvement in what you did, of an adam amazik. That's adam me adam. A certain personal. That's why you have to have kapara from the guy. That's why you have to have mechila from the guy. Otherwise, you can't really say you undid the thing.
This damaged him.
Okay. So is the nezek you pay to a guy for his arm the same as the nezek you pay if you sure bit off his arm?
Well,
that's the question,
the
sure time. Right? Sure muad. Right? That's your question.
Yeah.
So what do you say? It's the same evaluation, because that's the Gemara over here. The kid tore the olam yodei di inuka, right? So he says, "Kol nishim ke'eved, ain't going himself off." So apparently, even if the shor bites off the kid's arm, they evaluate like an eved. It's the same evaluation, right? So what I'm saying is like this: in terms of the mumminess, in terms of the mumminess, that's a good question. Let's leave that question right now. Let's take a look at the. You see the Rambam. See the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs and the Chinuch. See, that's really the interpretation they're giving. What do they say? Yeah, the Chinuch is clear. I mean, Ram is also pretty clear, but the Chinuch is explicit. He says like this: mitzvahs dine knossos. It's called dine knossos. Shenitzavinu bedin chova b'chavero l'ansho k'mo shekosav b'Torah b'parshas v'chi yirivun anoshim. Right? Which parsha is that? Which one in Mishpatim is that? That's Rak Shifto Yitim Rabo Yerape. V'zeh nikra dine knossos. U'b'posik achar kolel mishpatei knossos kulam. See, the problem is, you have a lot of things. You have three different places in the Torah, right? You have Rak Shifto Yitim Rabo Yerape. That's Shevis and Ripoy. Then you have Ayin Tachas Ayin is Nezek. You have Tzar Tachas, we have Petzah Tachas Petzah is Tzar. And then you have Vikatzosa Eskapo, that's Boshes. Right? The three They're disjointed. They're not in one. There's not in one place. So why do you? Why is it one din? Why isn't it three different mitzvahs or four different mitzvahs? So he says, because there is one pasuk that's kolel all of them. And it says, Kasher osa kein ye oselo. Like he did, right? So should be done to him. Right? Kasher osa kein ye oselo. Yirtze lomar. So this is an amazing chinuch. She yilokach mimamono mashi tzareyu b'kidei mashi tziar hu eschavero. Right? And the Rama is similar lashon in Sefer Mitzvos. Right? I think someone is a girsa issue in what word he uses. You have the Sefer Mitzvos? Reish Lam Vav? Who's this kafach?
No.
He says... I mean, the Chinuch admittedly copies the Rambam. Hatzivosh nitzavino b'din chovu v'chavero v'hu amo yisrael v'chi yirivon anoshim v'hika ishas reyo. It's an interesting thing. So the heading of the mitzvah is v'chi yirivon. It's interesting. Right? It has to be willful in a certain sense. V'elu eim anikroim dine knossos v'yesh kosov akolo dine knossos kulom. He just gets exactly the Rambam, right? Yeah. So what are they saying over here? So what's the din? Now all the psukim, all the individual psukim are just telling you the effects of a hakah, right? They're telling you the effects of human. They're telling you the things that are considered to be done. Telling you the outcomes that the Torah considers. But once you know that Torah considers Tsar and Boshes, Sheves, Ripoy, and Nezek, then the pasuk of Kasher Osa, Kein Yoseh Bo, is referring to all of them. Right? But in what sense? Kein Yoseh Lo. In what sense? This is what's interesting. In what sense? What does it mean? Kein Yoseh Lo. What does it mean? But in what sense? In what sense is it Kain ye osel lo? No. Well, you mean because she uses the word sorrow. Bimamono. You understand? It's bimamono. What does that mean?
Bimamono is covering everything, including the act.
But what's the nature of the momon over here? What's the nature of the momon? It's onesh. In other words, just like he did to his goof, you have to punish him in his mamon. You understand? Don't punish him in his goof like he did to his goof. Punish him b'mamono like he did to his goof. So now we need the mamon is going to stand in. The mamon is standing in as the object of the onesh for this thing. Yeah. See, I think maybe that's where the Rambam says, like, maybe it's that maybe we can work out why Shevis and Ripoy is different. Okay, maybe. Why is Shevis and Ripoy different? Because the din is that you have to suffer monetarily, right? You have to suffer monetarily in commensurate to his suffering. Okay, that's the onesh. Now, if his suffering was physical, you understand? So then it's incommensurate. Then it would have the quality of kanas. So that's Tsar, Nezek, and Boshes. Because he didn't lose a monetary object when he lost his arm. Right? It wasn't a monetary loss that he suffered. The onesh is that you suffer monetarily commensurate to what you did to him, even though what you did to him wasn't necessarily monetary.
Is that true, though? If you sell yourself as a slave, you're losing money.
One second. But you sell yourself as an Eved Ivri. Well, that's the thing. We don't judge you like an Eved Ivri. We judge like an Eved Kanani. That's a bit of a problem. I don't know if that's a machlokas. I know that's what everybody says. I don't want to be...
Or is an Eved Ivri over and over and over and over?
But hold on. No. But hold on. But Sheves and Ripoy, that was a monetary loss. You understand? So you know, like this. The point I'm trying to make is like this. Maybe I wasn't explicit before. If you're going to judge Kanas versus Mammon based on... there's a problem is like this. How do you have one din? Din... what is it called? Din hachov, din chovah b'chaveiro. There's one din. Din chovah b'chaveiro. Right? How do you have one din? And that one din means that there's a unification over here. There's one din. Right? But so how do you have one din? That part of what you're doing out of the din is kenas, and part of it is mamon. Some of the payment is kenas, and some of the payment is mamon. Kasher osa, kein ye osa lo. So how come one of it, and it's an onus, Ram says. So how come one of it, some of it is kenas, and some of it is onus? Is mamon. So what I'm trying to say is like this, that the definition of kenas and mamon doesn't go by why you're doing it. It goes by whether it's considered to be commensurate, whether the payment is commensurate with what was done. Okay? So the din of kasher osa, kein ye osa lo, means suffer monetarily keneged what he suffered. Now it could be like this, the Ram holds that on the things that he anezek, tsar and boshes, a monetary, since those aren't monetary, those weren't, he didn't suffer monetarily in those regards. Can I ask, yeah. It's just an exception because you're mavaza, it's a boshes right now in front of Basin. But it's kenas. So in those cases, there's a din of kenas because the payment is monetary, but the loss to him was not. But by Sheves and Ripoy, the Ram is explicit that it is monetary. It's actually a monetary loss. So in that case, it is commensurate.
Is this different from what we said 2 days ago?
Did we explain it 2 days ago? I don't know if we explained it 2 days ago. We just raised up the problem.
We explained it.
Yeah?
Maybe because remember we were talking about why Nezik was a problem, right? And then we said, and we explained that you can't objectively say that.
I know, but that was the problem, because then he said, what about if Ashur's damages and Adam? The other day I wanted to say, you just can never consider payment, you can never consider money a replacement for an arm.
Yeah.
But then he had the question, what about if Ashur damages a guy's arm? That is considered Mammon.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. We're never reunifying them.
That's not still a problem.
So it's not a problem. So to go back to your question, by Adam Amazik, the payment is really onesh. Right. But the onesh is to suffer monetarily, like he suffered, commensurate to what he suffered. So we have to figure out ways of equating mammon with the losses that occurred. Okay? So we have ways of doing that for Nezek. Because for Nezek, Tsar and Boshes, we have to construct tests. Right? But we have to construct methodologies at arriving at these numbers. Right? Because people don't, there's no, your arm, when you lose your arm, it's not a saleable, truthfully, it's not a, there's no market for it, right? Alright, no jokes. There's no market for it. Arms trading. Alright. But the Ripoy and the Sheves is actual physical outlay of money or actual bitul malacha. But 1 second. But over there, it's onesh. It's an onesh b'mamono keneged what you did. But by shor amazik, it's not an onesh. It is mamonos. That's all it is. That's all the Torah demands of you is mamonos. That's all that's demanded. That's all that's demanded is mamonos. Here it's not mamonos that's demanded. It's an onesh b'mamono that's demanded. You understand? So of course, an onesh b'mamono, you'll work out the nezik will be the same calculation. by Shor HaMazik and Adam HaMazik. But the quality is completely different. By Adam HaMazik, it's really an Onish B'mamono. The only thing is the Onish B'mamono has to be Keneged, the damage. So you're going to evaluate the guy like an Eved to figure out a monetary representative of the arm that was lost. But it's the mechayev is an onish b'mamono. But by Shor HaMazik, the only mechayev is tashlum e'mamon itself. Then you'll say like this, that it doesn't have to be full, in other words, as long, it doesn't have to be quantitatively commensurate. It just has to be qualitatively commensurate. So, yeah, maybe in a certain sense, I could say his arm has much more value to him. But in terms of the mumminess, every dollar I pay him is being mashlim a loss of mumminess that he suffered. Right. Because here it's an onesh. Here the mechayev is an onesh. In other words, when the mechayev is mumminess, so then it is commensurate. In other words, if the mechayev is mumminess, that means we only view this as the Torah views this as a din of chesron mamon. So then it's commensurate. But because there's no adam, it's not a maisa adam. It's not a maisa adam that's involved.
Don't Sarah and Boshes account for the fact that it's a maisa adam? You would think
you don't break up the maisa. The maisa is not broken up into a maisa to an animal, and it's not. We don't say it's a maisa to animal and rational. We don't break it up. You don't say this part was to the rational and this part was to the animal. It's one adam. It all has the same quality. The only thing is, so he has to suffer. He has to suffer b'mamono for that maisa. And the thing is, when we break down all the elements of what occurred, we're going to use, for some of it, we're going to use the same measurement we would use if it was a Shor HaMazik.
What's the Mechayev by Boshes and Tzad? Are we saying that it's, the replaying Shevis. Is it the Hakaf, or is it the loss of money?
The Mechayev Usim is still the Hakaf.
Then you're not paying for what you lost.
I thought you're saying it's because he's losing out monetarily. So
in other words, your hakah, you have to suffer b'mamono all the suffering of his hakah. Right? 1 second. It's in Ripoy. Now this question is Shevis and Ripoy different because that's not a direct result of the hakah. Right? That's an outcome of the hakah. So in other words, the hakah itself is really the interaction between the gavras. But one of the results of the hakah, in other words, you don't say that the losing of the arm is a result of the hakah. That is the hakah. Okay? Hold on. That is the hakah. Right? That is the hakah. Now that hakah itself, now a monetary payment is just going to be a monetary payment for the arm is an onesh for that hakah, right? But the hakah was not a monetary event, okay? The loss of the arm was not a monetary act, correct? But the ensuing sheves and ripoy are monetary results. Those are monetary. Those are monetary results. You understand? So in those, the money is commensurate.
Why do you just say so?
Tzar and Boshes are not monetary at all.
I mean, but I understand how the nezek is the actual hakah, but
that's what I'm saying. It's one. But what I'm trying to say is it's one din. The din is right. To suffer b'mamono kashir osa. Okay, but some of the things that you did are purely monetary. And the things that was kashir also that are purely monetary, then the kain ye'oselo has a din of tashlumen. But in some of the things of the kashir also are not monetary. So then they can have a din of knas.
You said that when your shore is monetary, you're not paying for the
I know. The Rambam does include it in Kenas. It says Vedash Adine Kenas is Elu Kulam Nizke Adam Ba Adam Vechein. But then he says Vechein Im Yizika Behema Es Adam O Es Behema Hare Kol Adina Ma Elu Lo Yodun Behem Velo Yifsok Ela Based on Asmuchem Baaretz. But I don't think he means that it's a din of Kenas. He's just putting in here what we done in Chutz Laaretz. You don't say the next mitzvah is Hatzivish and Stavina Bedin Hashor, right? That's not a knas. It doesn't say that's a knas. Yeah. No, that's the din of making the guy whole. When your shore hurts an Adam, then you have an obligation to make him whole as best you can. That's the obligation over there. That's the obligation. Now the mominus will partially make him whole. So in the sense that it does, in the sense that it compensates him, then it's a tashlumen, even though it's not a full tashlumen. But whatever it does as a tashlumen. But over here is a din of an onish, not a din of making him whole at all. So I would say like this. In other words, the attack itself, the etzem of the attack is the damage, right? Is the damage. But now there's an outcome of the effect. The outcome of the Maisa is Ripoy and Shevas, right? So Kashi also Kain Yaseh Lo. So in terms of the Etzem of the Maisa, it's going to be Knas, right? Because the Etzem of Maisa was Hachol v'Chavero, an attack on the Gavra, and the arm was the attack itself. Does it pay for the arm? You can't consider that a tashlum of mamon. That's an onesh for the maisa itself, right? It's a monetary onesh for the maisa itself. The nezek, right? But the shevis and the ripoy were that your attack caused the monetary result too, of convalescence and loss of work. So in that, the Kain Yasalo is a monetary exchange. I'm thinking about this. In other words, if a shore gores a person's arm, right, knocks it off. Listen, there's a difference between the Maisa. No, this is the question. By Adam, there's an Isser Maisa. Right? Pen Tosef. There's an Isser Maisa of Hakah. But you don't say that all Hakahs are the same, and the only difference is the effect. Right? If there's a hakar that takes a guy's arm off and a hakar that doesn't take a guy's arm off, those are different hakos. Correct? So you have to get an onesh, your onesh is b'mamono kineged the hakar that you did. We're going to translate that into mamonus based on what it did. But you're not replacing what it did. It's an onesh on the hakah itself. But a shor is not a payment for the hakah. The shor is a payment for what it caused. That's mamonus. If your shor bumps into somebody, you wouldn't be over an isser. There's no isser. There's nothing to do. There's nothing happened. Nothing happened. But if you hit somebody and nothing happened, you were over an isser of hakah. Right, there's a din, by Adam. There's a din of the Maisa Hakah. Right, that's the Chovel. The Chovel it has to do with the Maisa Hakah. Now the only thing is, you have to get your Nenesh B'Mamono for your Maisa Hakah. So if your Maisa Hakah had a mominous, if your Maisa Hakah took off his arm, then we have to evaluate that Maisa Hakah. But you're not paying as a Tashlumen. Because I caused him to lose the arm, you're paying for the Maisa Hakah. It's an onus for the Maisa Hakah. You hear the difference?
How do you know the distinction?
Because one is a Knas and one is Mammon.
No, but I mean
that's an onesh. This is an onesh.
Let me tell you simply.
Simply put. If we viewed hakah of an adam like the hakah of a shor, right, then The whole idea of punishing the guy by losing his own arm is ridiculous. How is that going to give him him back anything? The focus is not here on compensation. It's completely not the focus. The focus is on that he's roy for an onesh, but this is an onesh b'mamono as opposed to begufo. Just because it goes to the other guy and he gets that money and everything is evaluated based on him does not mean that the goal is to make the guy whole. That's not the goal here. By nezikin, by mamon, that is the goal. But that's not the goal here. That's what's confusing. Okay? But that's why the Torah presents it this way, to show you that, and that's why in the Rambam, in the Yad, that's why he has to go through these psukim. He must go through these psukim to explain the nature of these payments. That is exactly, you wouldn't be keeping the same Torah if you didn't know what you were paying for. You understand?
You said by chulva you're nenash, he's nenash b'mono for the hakah.
Right.
Right. So the hakah caused certain monetary loss in Shabbos and Kippur, so you fight.
For the hakah itself, you measure it with the nezek as a measure of the hakah. So there, the money is certainly not a monetary tashlumin. Right. It's like we're hitting the guy back. You ever see they have that expression? You're going to hit him back. Where? In his pocketbook. You ever hear that expression? Men don't have pocketbooks anymore. In his wallet. Hit him back in his wallet. We're going to hit him where it counts, in his wallet. So it's a hakor b'mamono. Right? It's hakor b'mamono. Imagine like Basedin comes with a big stick and just smacks his wallet.
Instead of paying some of his dollars.
That's right. So, but the hakah he did was not a hakah of mamon. He did a hakah of guf. So that payment of a hakah b'mamono is not commensurate to what he did. You understand? But if one of the kasher also of his maisa was a result that purely was mamonis, then the kain yaselo will have that quality of tashlumin.
Commensurate to what he did with the nezek.